Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, welcome back to Cuddle Club Supply and Demand. You've all been chomping at the bit to get me back. I know, courting me, begging me for more. And we're back with a brand new series of Cuddle Club. We're kicking off with a live Cuddle Club that we did at Soho Theatre. Thanks if you came. John Robbins was the guest and a very good friend of mine. And also we had the Cuddle Clubber there, aka Luke McQueen. So that's who you can hear. The Cuddle Clubber was there sort of, well, just joining in and also going to pick my dream husband. I roller skated on in a Ace of Hearts playing card as well, you might. I've got to say, I absolutely suit that outfit. It's a shame I can't wear it to more things because I suit a little red bonnet in the shape of a heart and I suit dressing up as a card. You might see on Instagram, I think it's the best outfit I've ever worn. If I could wear that to an awards ceremony, it absolutely brings out my face. But that's not the point. The point is I skated on, threw out some out-of-date condoms, jumped over Luke in my skates, and my skates broke immediately and I fell on the floor. That's the sort of thing you're getting if you go to the live night. This one is the first one of the series. Usually it's slightly less chaotic, and we've cut a lot of the... We've only cut the stuff out that's in the room. You've got to be in the room in a live show. It is a different format. And then we've just pieced together the bits, the crumbs and the... Oh, no, you're getting more than that. We've made you a sandwich, basically. Hope you enjoy it.
With a little bit of luck, we can cuddle through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can cuddle through the night. With a little bit of luck, we can cuddle through the night. So, Henrietta, welcome to Cuddle Club Live! Give yourself a cuddle! Cuddle yourselves right now! And get ready to welcome your host, the owner of Cuddle Club, it's MC Lou Sanders!
Hello, welcome! Yeah. So this is the Valentine's Day special. But first, let's get our guest on. I'm sure you know who it is. But before we get our guest, John Robbins, on, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Come to cutiepie.com/beingcute. Come to cutiepie.com if your face is a hell of a treat. So come on down and shake that thing, cutie pie. Just give it a try. Cutiepie.com.
It's John Robbins. There we go, dear.
Thanks, dear. Hello, everyone. I think that voice note was funnier as a text.
Yes, it is funnier. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be played out on the show, but I thought it was a nice way to intro you. And tonight, we're going to find your wife.
Yes, I've come dressed in my best shirt.
So, genuinely, I'm not going to pick on you unless you want to. It's very consent vibes. But do give me a cheer if you're single and don't lie. Wow. Okay, fucked. Okay, so basically, I'm going to give you a present, right? So I've got a bag of presents.
It's really funny, Lou, that when you do this podcast live, you completely change the format of this podcast.
No, the first 20 minutes is this, and then we get into the actual... I meant to say that. We get into the Cuddle Club questions after. But first of all, so what I do is I give someone a present and say, do they want to keep the present or go on a date with John? And then when I've sort of...
This is going to be so depressing. I'm not sure this is what I need
No, it's not, because the presents are things like... One of my cousins gave me this. It's a calendar of cat balls. I mean, as if I'm going to put that in my nice flat. But if one of you wants it... you could have an Edinburgh fringe jacket. Yes. Thank you. A table talk, Alan de Botain cards.
What's the Edinburgh fringe jacket? What's the Edinburgh fringe jacket?
Well, we all wore them in Edinburgh for a bit of a laugh.
Like a branded one?
No, it just says Edinburgh on.
It's quite good. I'd go for that.
Well, hang on. You haven't seen the Manchester gum mint cigarettes? All the way from Egypt. Does anyone want the Edinburgh jacket? That's just the giveaway. You don't have to go on a date with John. Sorry, but the lady up there was first. That'll keep you really dry, okay? And John will keep the ladies really dry. You know what I mean? No, come on, a bit of fun. And now it's time for me to get set up. Yeah. So you have to just find my dream guy. I'll blindfold myself, of course, and I can't see anything. Okay, cool. So you know my type.
Okay, I know your type. So put your blindfold down.
Okay.
Okay, but just to make it easier, does anybody want to volunteer themselves as me?
Also, put the lights up a bit, maybe, so you can see them.
Luke, do you remember the stipulations?
I do.
Long hair pro snowboarder.
Yeah, I was looking for plenty of hair, actually.
Or could be a skateboarder. But it's got to be over 34 this time, and I mean it.
It's pretty good. Can I pick a couple? Does that ruin it if I pick two?
I don't really do that kind of stuff anymore.
Okay, I think I've got him. Okay, open your eyes.
Open my eyes.
And now, everyone needs to stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only way Lou is going to find who her dream man is in a game of Guess Lou.
Yeah, it's obvious. Okay. Does he look like he might have been on a board of some kind? If he doesn't look like he's on a board...
Do you mean like a CEO or a snowboarder?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're on a board, are you, sir? You're sitting down. I think everybody else could be on a board. Just that one man who's absolutely not a skateboarder.
He could be!
But everybody else, there's a chance, I reckon.
That guy. Okay. Does he look like he pretends he's a nerd to get more puss? Because I don't want that.
You can sit down. Yeah, sure, a dirty boy. Sit down. Sit down.
Be nice to the audience, Luke.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Could you two perverts please sit down? Well, I was talking to them too, but the two people behind identify as perverts.
Thank you all so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
John, have you sat anyone down?
This is not personal at all.
No, but I've got a couple of potentials.
Have you?
Okay, anyone under 30, sit down. I can't do that again.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But anyone over 50... I can't do that either. There's a sweet spot.
Well, I can say that the person identified is still standing, so I do know you.
Anyone?
I mean, he's sticking out like a sore thumb now, I'd say.
Really?
Yep.
Anyone?
Have you spotted him?
If you want to win, guess Lou, wear a wooden necklace to the gig.
Okay.
I'd mention some sort of headband if I was you.
Okay, thank you very much. Everyone, sit down. Do you think you'd like to get me pregnant after the show? Possibly. I think we should adopt anyway because it's better for the planet. Because we need to recycle. I mean that. Okay, it's time for... Should we play the Cuddle Club jingle to get into the actual Cuddle Club podcast? Hello, John.
Oh, so there's actually an...
this is the actual podcast.
Oh, great, right.
Yeah. The other stuff was just sort of filling the first half.
It's fun, isn't it, though? The last time I came on a podcast with Lou, she asked me how late I was breastfed.
6 years.
Between the ages of 18 and 24.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's the time for the touch quiz.
The touch quiz will touch you now. Touch quiz.
You've got 5 questions to think about to guess. Why won't they let me host your show? You've got 5 questions and you have to say what I'm thinking about touching now. It's not rude. Go.
Is it alive?
Yes.
Has it got fur?
I don't think so. Like, not fur, no. It's a person.
Right, okay.
I have to give some clues because otherwise it's actually impossible.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, she's famous.
I met her?
Well, I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you would have met her, but it's not within the... It's not impossible.
Okay, is she a singer?
No, definitely not, actually. Except for struggling to think who she is. No, she's not a singer. Oh, I'll have to help you out a bit.
Although, let's just recap.
Yeah.
She's famous, but when question mark whether it's for singing.
No, it's not. It's definitely, she's a presenter.
Okay. Is it the presenter of, is it the presenter of Traitors, who's got the big fringe?
Claudia Winkleman, no. Unlucky.
Is it,
don't beat yourself up, it's really hard game.
Is it she presenter in the morning?
Could be.
Is it Anne Diamond?
Oh, it's very close.
Gloria Hunniford.
It's Anthea Turner.
Oh, Anthea the body Turner.
Great game though.
No, that was a bad game.
Okay, quick fire round. This is quite good actually. Quick fire round. What is one of the most embarrassing books on your bookshelf? That's a good question.
Oh, I got rid of them all the embarrassing ones, because I wanted my bookshelves to be impressive, but I did once buy a book called How to Pull Girls.
Okay, here's a question for you. Favourite service station?
Easy.
Watch him light up.
TV.
Why?
In Gloucester.
He's nodding. He's only about 25.
Of course he's nodding. Of course he's nodding. Everyone's nodding inside.
They're nodding.
They're nodding, Lou, because it's the best service station.
Thank you.
Good cue. I'm going south.
They're still nodding.
They're still nodding. Honourable mention for Hopwood Park.
Please. If they want to sponsor the podcast. Okay, it's now time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Like a bridge over cuddled water.
That's the sort of jingle that you could have just done here. There was no real need to record that.
Okay, so this is a new section, and basically I hum a tune, but only with the word cuddle, and you have to guess what it is. It's really fun.
So you're humming the word cuddle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no. Sorry, I'm saying the word cuddle to this tune of a song, and you have to guess the song. It is quite hard because I'm tone deaf. Hang on. Yeah. Cuddles, cuddles, cuddles. No, this is quite an easy one. Hang on.
We have a laugh. Don't we have a laugh?
Yeah, it's a good game. Ready? Cuddles, 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 cuddles. Do you know what I mean? You'd be better at it because you can hold a tune.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Ah.
Cuddle, 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 yeah,
That's very different to what cuddle, you do. Cuddle. That's raindrops keep falling on my head.
Well done. Well done.
What was yours again? Cuddles, cuddles, cuddles.
Yeah, I've made a rod for my back with that round, but it is a bit of fun. It's time for Alan de Botton.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Do you remember when you learnt the piano for a week?
Yeah. That was lockdown.
Okay. Is that why you got a piano in your room?
Yep, and probably one of the bleakest moments of lockdown was me phoning my mum up on video and playing her like a really easy song with my eyes closed. Just going, look, Mum, look what I've learned.
Do you remember when your mum told me off for moving your room around?
That was fair enough.
Yeah, I know.
She's still angry about that.
Yeah, I was on her side, actually. Is she still angry about it?
No, basically, Lou wanted to move my bedroom around, like everything around, all the furniture, and
for,
I said...
For yourself, for feng shui.
For feng shui, and I said, well, don't do that, because it's my bedroom. And I went out for a run, and she texted me and said, well, I've moved all your bedroom around.
But you had to agree you liked it better in the end, didn't you? Some men don't know what's good for them.
I don't know if I liked it better. I just couldn't be bothered to move it at all.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, moving on. So, Alan de Botain wants to know, what would you like an ideal book to explain to you?
Nothing. I wouldn't buy a book like that.
Okay. Do you want a different question?
Yeah. What a stupid question.
Oh, don't have a go at Alan.
Is he good, is he?
Yeah.
I think the problem with, like, self-help books is that it doesn't... They don't actually... They put you off changing your habits because you think, I'll read a book that'll tell me how to live my life. Mm. Then you put the book down and you carry on making the same mistakes.
Very.
Alan.
What would you wish to change about your appearance? You see, that's quite negative. What do you like about your appearance is a nicer question. Mm.
What do I like about my appearance?
Yeah.
My big old ding-dong.
Yeah, my fortuitous ding-a-ling.
Sometimes you have to scoop it off the pavement.
Don't mind the old arms.
Okay, how romantic are you?
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
That's a jingle for that bit.
What bit?
Well, how romantic are you, question? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm quite romantic, I think. It's been a while since I've had the chance.
Examples?
Oh, God.
Didn't you used to write people poetry and give them stones and stuff?
Repeat what you just said to me. Did I used to write people poetry and give them what?
Stones.
Stones.
Yeah, like...
don't remember giving anyone stones.
Was that me?
Sounds like something you might do. Oh, yeah, I've done loads of nuts stuff like that. Most of it backfired. I once bought a girl I fancied, I think, 9 presents for her birthday. We weren't going out. That was a bad time.
Oh, no. 9. 9 presents and you weren't going out?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, God. I'm getting sweaty now. I would have been 15 or 16.
That's okay. Yeah, that's really
We had sweet. Kissed.
Yeah, fine.
What are the 9 presents at 15 that you're buying?
A Paul Weller CD single. A biography of Che Guevara.
Oh, God.
To this day, I don't know what he did. I honestly don't know who he is.
No, but he looks lovely on a T-shirt.
He just looks lovely on the T-shirt. We interviewed on Five Live the guy who designed that image of Che Guevara, that really famous one.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even learn what he did then. No. picture frame, a favorite book of love poetry.
Wow.
Digital watch with denim strap.
No.
No, that's from when Alan Partridge is doing his fun pack. A vodka miniature. Copy of the Daily Express. So where have we got? We got Guevara, Weller, picture frame, Faber, Jeff Buckley's Grace on CD. I want to die.
You are 15. Give yourself a day off. It doesn't matter.
I think it's pretty good. It's like,
yeah.
Giving someone Jeff Buckley at 15, it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really deep.
It's quite full on, though. When it's present number 6 of 9.
Yeah. Oh, it's intense. Yeah.
When your birthday present to someone is essentially a thread. I had a girlfriend who really liked space, and for her birthday one year, I got her loads of meteorites that I ordered off of eBay. I am suspicious that they were just sort of bits of lead. but they did look like meteorites. Yeah. I think meteorites are quite common if they're small enough, but it can't have been because they were like 15 quid. It can't have been meteorites.
When was this?
That would have been 2006.
Yeah,
25.
Yeah, I think meteorites back then. Yeah, you could probably get 15. Yeah, depends where you go.
Yeah, thank you. You did give someone stones.
Good point.
That's my boyfriend. Sorry. He's got my back, I guess.
The testicles' loss is the brain's gain.
Right, it's time for a sec. What have I called this one? It's new. Oh, it's called What's Wrong With You? it's time for Louise O'Hay, What's Wrong With You? Basically, I've got Louise O'Hay's book. And it tells you, if you've got an ailment, it tells you the emotional source, where it comes from. So have you got...
There's not a jingle for this one.
No. Do you want me to sing one?
I reckon you can come up with one.
Okay. Well, we'll see my singing.
I'll give you a little...
What's wrong with you? I think I've copied it. Surely we can do it.
Kind of down to me.
Listen to what I say. So if you've got any health ailments, just let me know and I'll tell you what's wrong with you and the phrase to get you better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It works because I had a really bad ear. I had an operation on my ear and then it felt blocked again. Then I repeated, I hear with love, I hear with love. And it's absolutely fine now. Wish I hadn't admitted that.
Tinnitus, please.
Tinnitus.
New one.
It might be that as well. Oh, John. Refusal to listen, not hearing the inner voice, stubbornness.
Don't sound like me.
Well, don't refuse to listen, but...
But you were, I wouldn't say I've been refusing to listen
of
late.
No, it must have been you in the past. Mm. You've just got to say, I trust my higher self, I listen with love to my inner voice, I release all that is unlike the action of love. It's not very snappy.
Can you text that me?
Yeah, text you that. I'd say you're a real deep listener.
What about a big toe joint?
I thought you were going to say something else. I can look up
it's
toes.
Near tinnitus.
Toes. It's the next one. And God makes no mistakes. Okay, toes. Represent the minor details of the future. And you've got to say all details take care of themselves. And that's probably about Edinburgh. Okay. Best, worst, or weirdest cuddle?
I'm not like... It's weird. I've got some friends who are huggers, like male friends.
Mm.
There's something very satisfying about when a guy is a hugger. And I'm not. But it's like the little hugger in me comes alive when they are. And so, like... But there's some friends I have who I don't really see that often or even know that well, but they'll give you a big hug when they see you. That feels good.
It's nice. What about you and the deer? Do you hug each other?
Are we huggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More often than not, we hug.
That's lovely. Yeah.
And then you go, where's my crumpets? In the morning, John likes crumpets, and if I forget, he hits me.
What are they called? Dinosaurus ones you like?
Yeah, John likes it when you get the sort of character crumpets.
No, come on.
You love the dinosaur ones.
No, Luke. Luke's you telling a little bit.
No,
there.
You. Your eyes lit up. He said, "I've got diner crumpets." Or whatever. No,
Luke
called.
Claimed. Luke claimed to have got some Santasaurus crumpets, which I couldn't believe. So this is like a Santa Claus dinosaur-shaped crumpet. I couldn't believe what it would look like. Like, would it be more dinosaur or more Santa Claus? Is it Santasaurus? And then it turns out they were just dinosaur ones and he'd invented the Santa element. But we do like our crumpets in the morning, don't we?
Yeah, this isn't Cuddle Club content, actually.
What? Why not?
Because I don't...
Jealous of the crumpets because she's not eating gluten.
John bought some premium crumpets on Sunday.
And some gluten-free macaroons for you.
Right, so if you come to the live night... If you come to the live night, all the scrooties that you get, the boys are eating crumpets. Sorry, best cuddle, you don't have to have nuts for this, but best cuddle in a TV show or film or something. TV, film.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Thank you, Billy. I like it.
Best cuddle in a film.
Or TV, it could be EastEnders.
Oh my God.
EastEnders.
in the American Office, I can't even say it without crying.
Oh, cry. They'll think I'm like Jeremy Paxman. The Jeremy Paxman of cuddles.
When Michael goes to Pam's exhibition and he's the only person that turns up and she's really sad and he points at the picture and says, "That's our office. Look, there's my car." And she just turns to him and she just hugs him straight away. Oh, my God. And then I think they sort of spoil it a bit because she goes, "What's that in your pocket?" And he has a sort of chocolate bar in his pocket. And that's the sort of the out of the joke. But it's so, so beautiful, that bit. Mm. I love that show so much.
Oh, that's a lovely answer, John.
Because he cares.
Yeah.
No one else cared about Pam.
That's lovely. Okay. Just a quick one. What's life all about?
Oh. And I thought the cuddle one was hard. What's life all about? Get lashed, get smashed, get blessed, then rest.
That's really good. Okay, are you ready for... do you want to know the prize as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, so all the contestants on Cuddle Club, all the guests, I'm trying to merge guest and contestants together. Guest testants. All the
contestants.
he's good. They all sort of go on a leaderboard to win a meet and greet with my kittens.
The same kittens I have to fucking shut out of the living room every night because they attack my feet.
He stays.
That's the last thing I need.
So he stays in the living room and then the kittens sleep in with me in my room. And then about 8 o'clock, I say, "Release the kittens." And they go, "Okay, Miss Becky." Anyway, so looks like maybe you've already won the prize.
Yeah, well, could I have a different prize? Because I know the kittens.
Do you want an Edinburgh jacket?
Well, I was actually quite interested in the Edinburgh jacket.
Did I give that away? No, you keep that.
But then if I don't want to take the jacket, I'm not actually going to use the jacket. I just wonder if it might be Gore-Tex.
Oh, my God.
We lost the card.
Keep the jacket.
Do you want a Soho Theatre microphone?
Right, so Cuddle Calculator. I put all your details into the Cuddle Calculator and it comes out with what cuddle type you are.
Okay.
So I've just got the cuddle calculator here. Usually it's a podcast so they can't see. So they think it's an actual calculator.
Oh dear.
Forgot I had this one. Cuddle calculator. Okay. Here it says, "I've got cutie pies in my eyes because I'm looking at a 6'2" of cutie pies. The cutie pies of our eyes. You are what you eat, and you eat pies. Cutie pies. I don't know if you're a mathematician, but I know you can do pie. Cutie pie, that is. That's your cuddle type.
What do you mean that's my cuddle type?
That's your cuddle type.
Oh, we don't often have a laugh.
So do you feel quite good about yourself now?
I do, actually.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Thank you, dear.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you all coming. Thank you so much. Thanks for letting us sort of probe you and prod you. I'm not very good at goodbyes. No, thank you very much to the dear Link McQueen. Thank you very much to John Robbins. Thank you very much to Faye and my new husband. Thank you very much to yourself. Goodbye!
And give it up for Lou Sanders!
Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to the live night if you did. That's the episode. I can't do anything about it. No, we had a terrific time. John Robbins, very funny boy. Lovely guy. You can follow him online. He doesn't need it, but his radio show is one of the best radio shows around. And he's on tour. My God, John Robbins is on tour. You can get tickets now. johnrobbins.com, probably. He's one of the best comedians ever. He's so funny. You know, a lot of love for that guy. And next week we'll be back with our pre-recorded episode, our first one of the series. And we've got Mike Wozniak, lovely app, if I say so myself. So follow us at Cuddle Club Pod, Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, remember to CC everyone in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.